This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Adam Smith, the founder of Economics as We Know It, talked about this thing called the invisible hand, right? How, and yes, I'm generalizing here, how market forces work to bring order to our economic interactions. There is, if I can extend the analogy to a little bit here, an invisible hand in stock markets too, but order is not necessarily what this one brings. The scariest part of the day yesterday, if you remember, was right around 3 o'clock New York time when the major indices pretty much just fell off the table and then bounced back just as fast. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath explains automated and algorithmic trading and what they're doing to stock trading as we know it.
Here's what most stock traders probably sounded like when the market hit its low yesterday.
When you execute a trade, it's not going on the floor of an exchange anymore. Floors don't really have traders. It's being done in a computer system, in all likelihood, in New Jersey.
Okay, that's actually the computer room in our office here in New York. But Bernard Doniffer's point stands. A program is handling most of your trades.
These automated trading models make the world go at speeds we really haven't seen before.
Doniffer teaches finance at NYU Stern, by the way. Michael Greenberger of the University of Maryland explains why the need for speed.
There is a belief that the quicker you can get your trades in, the quicker you can anticipate moves in the market.
He says what's important to understand is robots, algorithms, they don't generally cause the sort of steep declines we saw yesterday. Instead, they take whatever trend is already happening and amplify it.
The problem is when the market goes strongly in one direction, mostly down, the algorithms anticipate a collapse of the market and they quickly start selling off stocks, and it's very hard to turn that machine off.
The finance world got hip to this after the flash crash of 2010 and started updating the algorithms to recognize and halt such activity. But yesterday, Greenberger says, it's likely some human beings noticed what was happening first and rerouted the machines. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.